The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, this is good to be back. Sorry about yesterday. I was perfectly ready, willing, and able to do the show yesterday. And without going into too much detail, got a phone call about 10 minutes beforehand. That's the phone call that you don't want to get. One of our kids was in a car accident. They're fine. Praise the Lord. It wasn't their fault, but they're fine. First car accident. And so that's, very scary. And that was a bummer, but we just praise the Lord that nobody was seriously injured. The car's toast and all that stuff. But that happened. Literally, I got the phone call 10 minutes before the show yesterday. So I was out of here. That's why you didn't hear me. That's why you heard whatever show they picked and threw in there. But that's what happened. But this is what I wanted to talk about yesterday. So we're going to do this today. By the way, tomorrow on Theology Thursday, Pastor Chad Harvey will be back in the House Cross Assembly. We're going to talk about Revelation in 2021. Why does Revelation matter? How do we interact with the book of Revelation and current events? So we'll do that tomorrow with Pastor Chad. And then I do have a major announcement coming maybe Friday or early next week about the future of Theology Thursday, which I'm excited about. So don't lose your junk. Okay, we're going to start a little verbose here. Today's show is not about COVID. And it's not about Afghanistan specifically, but that's the way we're going to get in here. Okay. So this is an article. I shared this yesterday on Facebook or earlier today. Here's the title. This is charming. Are you unvaccinated? ? It's time to make an end of life plan. Wow. Summer 2021 was supposed to be a return to normalcy, a hot vax summer of connection and prosperity. Instead, we saw a fourth wave of the COVID-19 pandemic and the return of Center for Disease Control mask mandates, largely due to the over 90 million eligible Americans who remain unvaccinated in the setting of the highly infectious Delta variant. So they go down a bunch of different roads that I'm not going to travel. And there's certain things in here that I disagree with, but that's not the point. The point is a couple things like this. If you choose not to get the vaccine, it's time for you to let your doctors know what ending well looks like for you. So they're talking about, what do you do? An advanced directive. If you can't speak for yourself, how do you want to handle the end of your life? In this case, they're talking about if you are dying from COVID. Share the document with your loved ones. Have conversation about what matters most to you. Consider the kinds of treatment you're willing to undergo, yada, yada, yada. If you or a loved one choose to roll the dice with Delta by remaining unvaccinated, the best thing you can do right now is prepare an advanced directive to make your wishes known in the event that you're hospitalized. We're all entitled to choices, these two doctors, right? If you're not interested in vaccination to protect yourself from an infection, and they go on kind of pontificating, please take the time to ponder your wishes should you become hospitalized. Final paragraph. What we really want is for you to buck the trend of the last year, survive this pandemic, and live well. But failing that, we want to know what we can do to make sure you end well. So that's the question. Let's say, for the sake of the argument, that you get a deadly dose of COVID-19, all right? Most people, not an issue, right? Praise the Lord. But for some, very dangerous and deadly, okay? Are you ready? Forget the medical side. Let's talk about the eternal side. Are you ready to die? Are you ready to face your maker? If you died next week from COVID, will you go to heaven? And I saw this. This was in the Christian Post. 60% of adults under 40, and I'm going to open up the phones here as we get past this, because I'm curious to see what you think of who's going to heaven and who isn't. 60% of adults under 40 say Jesus isn't the only way to salvation, equal to Buddha and Muhammad. So this is from a large study. More than 60% of born-again Christians in America between the ages of 18 and 39 believe that Buddha, Muhammad, and Jesus are all valid paths to salvation. And over 30% say they either believe that Jesus sinned just like other people when he lived on earth or aren't sure, according to a new study. There's a striking decline in evangelical religious beliefs, I'd say so, and practices over the last 10 years as the number of self-proclaimed believers to hold these beliefs has increased by nearly 25%. This is said by Probe Ministries in a statement announcing the results of its religious views and practices survey, which I have right here. The study, which interviewed 3,100 Americans aged 18 to 55 in 2020 and looked at various other previous studies, saw a drop in basic biblical worldview, God's attributes, the accuracy of the Bible, salvation, and Jesus being sinless, from 47% in 2010 to 25% in 2020 among born-again Christians. The drop in the expanded biblical worldview beliefs about Satan and morals being objective went from 32% in 2010 to 16% in 2020. Quote, so the percentage of born-again Christians with a biblical worldview has been cut in half over the last decade, they say. This means even born-again Christians can have a false view of Jesus Christ and embrace a pluralistic worldview, Kirby Anderson, president of Probe Ministries, said. Pastors and church leaders just can't assume any longer that the members of their church or Christian organization have a biblical worldview. So you see what's going on here. These are people that qualify as being born again. How do you know that? Okay, here's the deal. How do they say is a born-again Christian? A born-again person in our survey, now I have the whole survey right here in my hands. A born-again person in our survey results in someone who, number one, has made a personal commitment to Jesus Christ that is still important in their life today. And number two, when asked what will happen to you after you die, they answer, I will go to heaven because I confess my sins and accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. Now that sounds, I would say that. I'd say that about myself. I'm a born-again Christian, right? So you get into these questions and they start talking about, why did Jesus die on a cross? Will Jesus return to save us? The third question, when he lived on earth, Jesus committed sins like other people. And you look at this, and like this is some of the answers from this. And these are born-again people, right? Jesus committed sins like other people. These are generally, all right, so these are just by religious classification. Jesus committed sins like other people. Protestants, 25% say, yep, he sinned. Other Protestants, 53%, yeah, he sinned. Catholics, 53%, yeah, Jesus sinned, like me. Other religions, 45% said, yeah, the guy's not perfect. And unaffiliated people, 43% said, yeah, Jesus sinned. Are there multiple ways to heaven? So this gets into the meat of it. Then I want to open up the phones for the rest of the show. 866-348-7884. If you say you're born again, but you believe there's other paths to heaven, are you really born again? That's the question. You say you are. Jesus is your Savior, but not necessarily everybody else's. Are you believing in a false Jesus? Do you have a false sense of security? What do you do with that? Are they saved or are they not? 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Yeah, that's for sure. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Who believes in multiple ways to God? Muhammad, Buddha, and Jesus are all valid ways to God. You disagree strongly. Okay, so this is from this large study, and they're talking to born-again Christians as well. A born-again person in our survey results in someone who, number one, has made a personal commitment to Jesus Christ that's still important in their life today, and two, when asked what will happen to them after they die, they answer, I will go to heaven because I confess my sins and accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. That's a pretty good profession of faith, isn't it? So in this study, which included a bunch of born-again Christians, here was a question. Muhammad, Buddha, and Jesus are all valid ways to God. Do you agree or do you disagree? Disagree strongly. Okay, born-again Christians, only 40% disagree strongly in pluralism. Muhammad, Buddha, and Jesus are all valid ways to God. 40% of born-again Christians disagree with that strongly, which means 60% actually don't disagree with it to one extent or another. So they say this in the report. The real shocker jumping from this page is that over 60% of born-again Christians are also pluralists, meaning there's multiple ways to reconciliation with God, multiple ways to heaven. Apparently, a majority of born-again Christians are ignorant about the basic teachings of their faith. Also, it is interesting and disturbing that the percentage of born-again Christians who are not pluralistic is almost flat across the ages from 18 to 55. A strong majority of born-again Christians are pluralists across that entire age range. Holy moly. That's a little scary, right? And then there's this one. Jesus is the only way to a true relationship with God. Jesus is the only way. Born-again Christians. The younger ones, 18 to 29, 60% of them say, yep, Jesus is the only way. 60%, which means 40% don't believe that. Next age range, 30 to 39. They're about 63% believe Jesus is the only way. And older born-again Christians, 40 to 55, 80% say Jesus is the only way. You still have a large number of people that are born again that made that profession of faith that said, yeah, but Jesus isn't the only way. Muhammad, Buddha, there's other ways. Whoa. Okay, so the question, 866-348-7884. You can make a profession of faith for yourself, but you're not going to stick that on everybody else. So you believe that Buddha, Muhammad, Hinduism, there's multiple paths to heaven, paradise. But for me, it's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. He's taking care of my sin debt. Therefore, I'm going to heaven. But I'm not going to say that's the only way for everybody else. Did you just negate your own faith? Are you not born again? Are you not a Christian? You sound like one at first, then all of a sudden you mess up the second half of the test. Did that negate your profession of faith? So what do you think? Christian or not Christian? Born again or not born again? These are significant numbers, and this is happening all over the country. And so as people grapple with COVID and we see, you know, an incredible show of the fear of death, which is one of the elements, one of the many elements involved in the whole COVID situation. Even though, like, if you're 18 and under, you get a 99.99% chance of survival. Overall, across the entire age spectrum, it's 99.5%. It doesn't really get heavily dangerous until you're above 75. But yet people are really afraid to die. And maybe that's just because they're not ready for it. Forget COVID. They're just not ready to die at all because they don't actually know what's going to happen. Although some of them say, hey, I'm a born-again Christian. I put my faith in Jesus Christ, but I don't think that's true for everybody. Did you just negate your faith? 866-348-7884 is the number. Let's go to Susan in Charlotte. Kind of curious, isn't it, Susan? What do you think?
Yes, it is. I guess I'm one of those 40%, Steve, that, and I'm 65, and I believe that both for myself and for anybody else, there is only one way. And that Jesus is that way. And that's my belief.
So what would you, if you had a friend, Susan, that said to you, well, hey, Susan, easy, because relax, because Jesus is my Savior. I mean, I put all my faith in him. I'm born again. I know that's how I'm going to go to heaven. I just don't believe that's right for everybody. What would you say to that person, Susan?
I've come across many different things like that before in my years, and you do have to tread softly. But I would try to engage them because in my mind, they are not born again. If that's what they truly believe, then, you know, I don't believe that they're born again. And so I don't know.
Yeah, that's it.
And kind of, go through everything with them, I guess.
Yes.
And, you know, have a talk about it.
Yeah, definitely have a talk about it. Susan, thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate you sharing. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. You're welcome. 866-348-7884. What do you do with that? They make a personal profession of faith. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Absolutely. But I don't think he's actually the only way. He's my way. He's right for me. But I'm not comfortable saying he's the only way. So, number one, is that person even a born-again Christian themselves? And number two, what would you do with that? 866-348-7884. This is out there. I mean, I'm guessing many of you know somebody like this. Somebody out there, this might be you. And if it's you, feel free to call in. I mean, I've got a bunch of passages of scripture I'll share with you. Because that's where you have to go. So people can, they kind of hear this, yeah, Lord and Savior, I love Jesus. Jesus is all right with me, like the Doobie Brothers song. But they get uncomfortable with the notion of the exclusivity of Jesus Christ. Meaning, when he said he was the only way to the Father, he meant it. Or did God wax his one and only son for 30 to 35% of the world's population? Everybody else, whatever. Buddha, Muhammad, Hinduism, whatever. But for some of you, go ahead and take advantage of what my son did. But for the rest of you, no, you don't need that. Because that's in essence what you're saying, right? So what do you do with that? Do you know anybody like that? Are you surprised by that? Do you think they're a Christian? Or do you think they are not? Let's go to Chris, who's calling in from North Carolina. Chris, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to comment on what you were saying.
Yes, sir.
I think a lot of the reason why people believe there's other ways is because they don't get into their Bible and read. And I think that if you clearly read your Bible, it clearly specifies that Jesus is the only way. I just think that a lot of people, I don't want to say this word, but it's the only thing I can think of right now, it's out of ignorance that they believe the way they do.
Yeah.
And they listen to the preacher and someone that tells them something instead of reading for themselves and learning. I believe that's the problem.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's a great point, Chris. I got a little bit of a bad connection, but I appreciate you calling in and sharing that. And that's a great point. Take them into the Bible. Because there's a whole lot of people that might, hey, listen, they might have heard it somewhere. They heard it in church, but you can hear that. You can walk an aisle. You can make a profession of faith and still be a bad student, right? Somebody on Facebook Live said, thanks for sharing this, Susan. Hey, once met a lady who had been a Buddhist for 7 years. She thought the Bible said a way. I am the truth, the life, and a way. I am a way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by me. Oh, I missed that part. I am a way. So she showed him in the Bible what it says, the way. And this person, who was a Buddhist, surrendered to Jesus upon seeing the truth. So there's that. But if somebody says that to you, Jesus is my Lord and Savior, but I don't necessarily believe he's everybody's Lord and Savior. What do you do with that? Are they saved? And number two, what do you do with that? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Sadly, we've got large numbers of born-again people that say they're pluralists, even though Jesus is for them. We'll be right back. You're going to need a little more than Bruce Lee in your corner because you say the following. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I'm a born-again Christian. I place all my faith in him. And when I die, because I placed all my faith in him, I confessed, I repented, I turned to him, I accepted him as my Lord and Savior. I know I'm going to heaven. What about everybody else? Well, in that case, I'm not really comfortable saying that Jesus is the only way of for everybody, all 7.3 billion people on the planet. It's a little arrogant or presumptuous of me. I mean, what if you never even heard about Jesus? So that takes you down all those roads. So you do have people that say, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I'm a born again Christian. However, I'm not going to put that requirement on everybody else. Jesus is my way. He's not necessarily everybody's way. Is that person a Christian? It's they believe it for themselves. They don't believe it for other people. Would you say, oh, okay, you're fine. Maybe you just need to study a little bit more. Or would you be concerned that they're not a Christian at all? 866-348-7884. There's a lot of this out there, so that's why we're talking about it. A gospel conversation. And with COVID-19, when people are dying and a lot of people are afraid of death, boy, this is pretty good. The field is white unto harvest. Pray that the Lord would send workers into the field. Well, everybody's talking about COVID, and they're talking about COVID because for some, COVID leads to death, and most people are afraid to die. Okay? So we take advantage of that from a gospel perspective. 866-348-7884. Lost Ariane, if you want to call back, that would be great. Other callers calling in. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Again, here's one of the questions in this study. Muhammad, Buddha, and Jesus are all valid ways to God. Let's look at the people that strongly disagree. Just 37% of born-again Christians strongly disagree that there's multiple roads. Only 37%, which means 63% are like, yeah, maybe. Or, those are multiple roads. Look at Catholicism, Catholics. Of the Catholics they surveyed, only 7% strongly disagreed with that statement. Muhammad, Buddha, and Jesus are all valid ways to God. And 7% of Catholics say, oh, I totally disagree with that, which means 93% said, maybe. Or some of them might have said, sure. That's alarming, is it not? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Very, sobering and scary stuff, especially in the midst of all the talk that we're talking about COVID. Jesus is the only way to a true relationship with God. Jesus is the only way to a true relationship with God. Born again Christians. Well, about 70% of them on average across the age range said, yes, Jesus is the only way. Only 75%? Catholics, non-born again Protestants, it's about 30%. Yeah, Jesus is the only way. 30%. 30. Catholics, a little less than that, about 28%. Yeah, Jesus is the only way. Can any of these people be born again? Can any of these people actually be Christians? That's the question. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And then if you know somebody, if you met somebody that says that, what do you do about it? Let's go to Ryan calling in from North Carolina. Ryan, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I've got a, I'd like to keep it kind of simple. If I don't believe somebody's able to be a Christian if they don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior, or their Lord and Savior, which I also don't believe there's a way to believe that Jesus Christ is the sovereign Lord if you believe there's another way to salvation. So therefore, if these people are saying that they are Christian but don't believe in the lordship of Christ, then they really should reevaluate where their salvation stands.
Right, and I love that you use the word reevaluate, because I think if we meet people like this, then we have to, if you love them, if you love the Lord and love your neighbor as yourself, then you should be like, hey, you know what? Do you mind if I talk to you about that? Because you're taking a bit different position than the Bible does. And actually, you're taking a different position than Jesus did of himself. So we should probably reevaluate what you believe here. I think that's a great way to do it. Ryan, have you ever met anybody like this?
I've met quite a few people like that that believe there's multiple ways to God. You know, you could be saved. And who's to say that if God's not limited by space and time, that the same God came down to this other group of religious people as, say, Muhammad or
right.
Buddha, and it was the same thing. I was like, well, the problem is I believe in the inerrancy of Scripture, and it says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, not a way, a truth,
right.
and a life.
Right. And then also, did you know, and this is me talking to somebody like that, did you know that actually all of these different truth, all of these different claims of these different religions are incompatible? So can they all be true if they contradict one another? Well,
exactly.
No, they can't logically. They just can't. Forget the Bible for a second. They can't all be true if they claim contradictory things. And that's where you got to know enough about other world religions to be able to point that out. Some great points, Ryan. Thanks so much for calling in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And it's like Ryan said, most of you probably have known somebody like this. I know people like this. Are they Christians? I'm like, yellow flag. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. Let's go to Vicky calling in from Raleigh. Vicky, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, I'm a little torn on this, but not torn. Well, let me just explain. I accepted Christ as my Savior at a young age, but I do remember in my younger days thinking, I guess maybe the question was, given to me about, well, what about this and that? Thinking, I didn't really think there were different gods, but thought perhaps and not understanding what those religions were based on, maybe that other people, it was the same God, but they just recognized him in a different way kind of thing, or by a different name, but they were still, it was still the same God being represented. But now that I know more,
Right.
Now, but I'm thinking, was I not a Christian back then? Nothing's changed. I think just by ignorance, not understanding or knowing about other religions and what they believed and stuff.
Right. So in your case, Vicky, I would be like, I think that's an interesting question to contemplate. Was I a Christian back then? I don't know. But you are now. And if you are now, then what happened back then is just a matter of conversation. And it's interesting to visit. But if you're walking with the Lord, you know him now and you understand the truth. Well, you're a Christian now. So I'm not going to get all bent out of shape over whether you were back then or not, if that makes sense. So that's a great point, though.
I don't think I've changed as a person, though, or my belief has changed, other than, like I said, it was just like an innocent kind of thing. Maybe they just recognize him by a different name, but it's the same God,
Right, and a lot of people go down that road.
Like, well, that's not right at all,
That's right. That's right. Vicky, great call. Thanks so much for sharing. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. You have a good one.
You too. And that's what you got to find out. Are these people just ignorant? Or have they studied the Bible? Do they know what John said in John 14:6? Jesus. Do they know all that? And then just go, I'm not comfortable with that. Okay. Now you got a lordship issue. This is what Jesus clearly said. Believe it or reject it. What are you doing here? And if you reject it, how do you really claim this guy as your Lord and your Savior, right? Let's go to Carrie. He's calling in from Charlotte. Carrie, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, bud, I think it's a problem of easy believism, pretty much where we got it any way we want. And going back to the previous caller, what she was saying, I think if someone's a baby Christian, then I think it makes sense. But the more you become a student and drink from the milk of the Word,
yeah,
the more you're going to know, because it's right there, plain in sight. Because when you look at the story from Genesis, from Adam and Eve, how man fell, it was only God himself that could meet his only righteous and just standard. And it is Jesus, God the Son, who clothed himself in human flesh to come to walk on this earth. And for anyone to say, rather in willful ignorance or whatever, to say that there is any other way outside of Jesus Christ is not of the fold, or they are a baby Christian and still in ignorance of not reading the Bible or just starting to grow in their faith.
Yeah. Great points. Carrie, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that. And in either case, like Carrie was saying, what does that require of you or me? In either case, follow-up, discipleship. Either they're not saved, or they might be. They just have incomplete or weak theology, in which case they need discipleship. Either way, it calls you and me to engage. So when you hear this question come up, and again, this is from this article. It caught my attention. 60% of adults under 40 say Jesus isn't the only way to salvation. First paragraph, more than 60% of born-again Christians in America between the ages of 18 and 39 believe that Buddha, Muhammad, and Jesus are all valid paths to salvation. 60%. So, of all of those people, either, to Carrie's point, either they're actually not born again because they're believing in a Jesus that doesn't exist. They're taking him their way. They're defining the rules of the game instead of going by what Jesus clearly defined. Or they just don't understand, and they need a lot of discipleship, and they need a lot of help. Because ultimately, when people, listen, I appreciate, and I hope you do too, when people say, yeah, that whole, you know, Jesus is the only way and all that stuff, I'm not so comfortable with that. I mean, that kind of makes me, that's a little disconcerting. Remember, why would they say that? Because they're thinking about the vast majority of people on the planet that aren't born again Christians, some of which don't even know his name, and they're concerned that they're going to die in their sin and be condemned. So there's concern there, which I appreciate. I'm like, yep, I'm concerned too. The question is, how do you deal with that? What's the answer? Is there an answer? And there is. We'll be right back. Yes, the music is relaxing. The subject matter, not so much. From this study, more than 60% of born-again Christians. Who's pulling that music down so fast? You guys got to slow down. More than 60% of born-again Christians in America between the ages of 18 and 39 believe that Buddha, Muhammad, and Jesus are all valid paths to salvation. Hey, it's all good. No worries there. So when you look at this study, go a little deeper in. Who believes in multiple ways to God? Muhammad, Buddha, and Jesus are all valid ways to God. Who strongly disagrees? Well, about 30% of born-again Christians strongly disagree with pluralism, which means 63% don't strongly disagree with that. Wow. Of non-born-again Protestants, only about 15% of them strongly disagree in pluralism. Muhammad, Buddha, Jesus, they're all different paths up the same mountain. And then of Catholics, only 7% strongly disagree that Muhammad, Buddha, and Jesus are all valid ways. Only 7%, which means 93% are flirting with the fact of pluralism. And then you jump over to this other one, this other question they asked. Jesus is the only way to a true relationship with God. Of born-again Christians across all ages, 18 to 55, on average, 70% said, yep, Jesus is the only way. 70%, which means 30%, I don't think so. Non-born-again Protestants, only 32% believe that Jesus is the only way. Only 32. So what you're telling me, Steve, is that about 68% of non-born-again Protestants that go to church regularly are not Christians? Yeah, that's what I think. And then Catholics, a little bit worse. Jesus is the only way to a true relationship with God. Like he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. 30% of Catholics say, yep, which means 70% say, yeah, I'm not really down with that to one extent or another. If that's not troubling to you, your heart's not working, okay? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's jump to our friend Clay right quick. Thanks for calling, Clay. Go right ahead.
Hey, brother, God bless you, man. Wonderful to talk to you on this subject. You know, I can really share so much with you and everybody out there, you know, just to hear this. It's really sad that people think that there's more than one way. There's only one. I mean, because I remember hearing Pastor Don Wilton preach on a thing and says, do you know, how many people do you hear say, oh, Muhammad, or oh, my Buddha? You know, they always say, oh, my God. Well, you know, you're referencing that because something's going on in your life that you're not really sure. Here, I would like to share something out of the book of Romans, and it's in chapter 8. Before verse 28, it says that we're more than conquerors. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. Next verse is 29. It says, for those God foreknew. Imagine, you know, being born. God foreknew it that when you were going to be born, he had a planned path for each of our lives. So many people have gotten off of that path because they don't care to hear the truth. They're scared. And you're given all these percentages because people don't care to hear it because they figure once they're 19, once they're 20-something, 30-something, 40-something, they can do what they care to do. Well, you know what? You're lacking the wisdom. You're not asking God, you know. And also, if you think about it, there's a word, providence, that I use in a message that I gave about 2.5 years ago. Those first 7 words are provide. The Lord provides for us when it is needed, if you're not asking him, because it says in the book of James, when you lack wisdom, ask God the Father. If you're not asking, he's not going to provide for you because you're not asking in the right way. Those people that are going to sit there and say, oh, well, there's more than one way, I got news for you. Just ask him. Ask him. He will do it on his time, not yours. I think it's a shame that you have these people that are so caught up in the overall situation. I like what Brother Kerry said and the lady called that said before. You know, you've got to realize what is the most important thing in your life, in your heart, knowing that you have basically made the correct decision in that planned path that God has had, God the Father has had for you from day one.
Yeah.
From day one when you came out of your, you know, biological mother.
Yeah. Those are powerful points, Clay, and I got to get to some other callers. But the thing I appreciate you doing, which is something we all need to learn from this, is when you've got somebody like this in your life, you got to get them to Scripture. You got to get them into the Scriptures because what they're doing is they're making it up on their own. They're dictating the terms of the game, and you can't do that. If Jesus is Lord and Savior and he is God, then he says what the rules of the game are, and you have to submit yourself to that. He doesn't play by your rules. You have to play by his. Clay, I really appreciate you calling in, brother. Always great to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Amen to that.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. Thanks. Let's go to Pat calling in down in South Carolina. Pat, thanks for calling. Sorry to keep you on hold. Go right ahead.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Thanks for your ministry. I appreciate you. Hey,
welcome.
John 14:6 is the verse that brought me to my knees. The light bulb finally came on. That's my saving verse. And on the back of my pickup truck, I put big white letters with stickers. I made it myself, John 14:6. So anyone sitting in traffic behind me has to look at that verse.
Right.
And I just pray that somebody looks it up on their smartphone. And we have to remember Acts 4:12 tells us Jesus Christ, there is no other name given under heaven by which we can be saved.
Yeah.
So if there's another way, like Galatians 2:21 says, do not set aside the grace of God. Because if righteousness could be received anywhere other than Christ, then why did he die? He died in vain. Is that correct?
That's right.
So I want to just tell everybody Jesus is the only way, and I thank my Heavenly Father every single day that he did give me that one way. And we all need to get on that road and take it because Jesus is the only way. God bless everybody.
Amen. Thanks, Pat. Appreciate that. And that's what I was saying. You know, multiple ways to go, hold on a second. You know what? Let's stop for a second and praise the Lord that God made a way at all. He didn't owe us that. We offended him. He didn't offend us. We broke his moral law. He didn't break ours. And the fact that he provided a way at all, So, okay. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Matthew's calling in from Apex, North Carolina. Matthew, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve. Good to listen to you every day. I just
wanted to say
that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and he is the only way to get into heaven. But I do believe all roads lead to God because we're all going to stand in front of him, and we're going to either be the sheep or the goat.
That's right.
He's going to separate the believers from the non-believers, the wheat and the chaff, the sheep and the goat. So they're halfway right when they say all roads lead to God. But you're going to stand before him one day, but how are you going to stand before him? The Bema seat or the great white throne?
That's exactly right. Matthew, great point. Thank you so much for the encouragement. Appreciate you. Have a great afternoon.
All right, brother. God bless you.
You too. Thanks so much. And that's where you got to go. You got to take them somewhere, okay? And again, just like Pastor Greg Laurie, I remember I was at a crusade with Harvest the first time when I heard him say it. And when he first started it, I'm like, uh-oh, what's going on here? Because he's like, hey, this might surprise some of you. You've heard this, of course, that all roads lead to God. I agree with that. You may be surprised to know that I agree with that statement. All roads do lead to God. Dramatic pause. But only one road leads to heaven. And that road has a name. And the name of the road is Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. You do not get him on your own terms. And again, I understand people struggling with the exclusivity of Jesus. I get that. And I appreciate it because they're thinking there's a whole lot of people that aren't going to get to that position. And that's sad. To which I would say, you're right. I agree. Amen. Which is why, knowing that God made a way, because you think about that logically, there's multiple ways, all these different religions. Yeah, but they all contradict each other. If they all contradict each other, can they all be true? 1 + 1 = 5, 2 + 2 = 5, 2 + 3 = 5, 3 + 3 = 5, 4 + 4 = 5, 5 + 9 = 5. Can those all be true? No, because they contradict each other. Like they can't all be true. So Muhammad, Islam, you got to do certain things and get your way there. Jesus isn't God. Christianity, there's nothing you can do to get your way there. Jesus is God. Can they both be true? No. Why? Because they contradict each other. Now you get into a conversation about, well, what's actually true? Okay. How do you know what's true? And now you got to get into the deeper weeds there. And you also have to trust the Holy Spirit. Okay, you got to trust the Holy Spirit. Jesus himself said, many will say, Lord, Lord. So they're calling out his name. Didn't we do all these incredible things in your name? Yeah, you did. But depart from me, I never knew you. You can call my name. That doesn't mean you're mine. Hey, Jimmy, dad. I can call somebody daddy, right? I can go to the mall tonight and call somebody dad. That doesn't mean that they're actually my dad or I'm their son. It does not. So many will say, Lord, Lord. And Jesus is going to look you square in the face and say, I'm sorry. I never knew you. And so that's why we have to, when somebody says, hey, I'm a Christian, do not stop there. In the midst of COVID and all the fear of getting sick and dying. Hey, if you did get it, if you got it and you're one of the unfortunate few that's going to die from it, are you ready for that? Not do you have end-of-life decisions ready for the doctors, but do you have an end-of-life position to take in front of God? If you do, what is it? That's our job. We're ambassadors of Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ, which has to be shared in order to be believed. So, the field is ripe unto harvest, is it not? Pray ye to send forth workers. Hopefully that's you. I know it's me. Are we working? This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. Pastor Chad Harvey in here tomorrow talking about Revelation in 2021. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.